everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject is Vengeance is Mine. We'll get into that in just a bit. Yeah.
Scripture.
But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Nappy hair. Let's go to it. Come on, Kat. Nappy hair.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to get Francis.
This is she.
Hey, Francis. How you doing? My name is Daryl. Daryl. Our kids, they go to together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your daughter's Kaylin, right?
Yes.
Okay, my son is DJ, Dell Jr. I think I may have met you at the beginning of the school year. You remember meeting me, Daryl?
Oh, I met a lot of people, but I'm sorry, I can't place you right now.
Okay, all right, no problem. Hey, listen, I was getting your call. You know, there's only a handful of black kids at the school, you know, being a private school and all. And we, the black parents, we all got together and had a meeting a couple nights ago.
Okay, you said all the black parents. Okay, I wasn't there. Why wasn't I called?
Well, we actually had a meeting about your daughter, Kaylin.
Well, what about Kaylin? Is there a problem at school that she's creating or something I don't even know about? What's going on with?
Well, actually, we feel privileged to be, you know, like I said, there's only a handful of blacks, and we try to carry ourselves in a dignified way, our presence, our attitude, the way we handle ourselves. And, you know, Kaylin's doing very good in school, from what I understand, and very nice with all the rest of the kids. She's getting along. That's not the problem. What we're trying to get is the grooming of Kaylin. You know, Kaylin has these braids, and what we were trying to do is give, you know, we had a meeting about it.
Hold up. Did you just say her grooming? Something wrong with her grooming?
Well, it's not necessarily her clothing. Of course, you know, the kids wear the uniforms, but the braids, you know, we want to represent ourselves with a lot of dignity, the way we carry ourselves. We want to be, you know, pretty much nice and clean, spit and polished. We would really prefer if her hair was straight and opposed to being braided up, you know?
Wait a minute.
That kind of gives off a ghetto type of look to it, and that's what we're trying to avoid.
Are you crazy? is something wrong with you. You don't. First of all, how the hell you get my number? If you couldn't call me for the meeting, why are you calling me now?
Well, like I said, ma'am, the meeting was to get the general consensus on where all the parents feeling the same way about your daughter and her braids. You know, we're just trying to keep everything classy at when it comes to the blacks that attend the school. There's only 10 of us, you know, 10 children attending.
I tell you what you can attend. What you can attend to is this phone hanging up in your face. You tell the parents, all of them for me, y'all can go straight and hit rock bottom out of hell talking about my child and her braids. Her braids are ethnic. They are nice. She is well-groomed. And I don't know how in the hell you got my telephone number, but tell all the parents for me to kiss the crack of my you-know-what.
Listen, first of all, I don't like the way that you're talking to me, okay? I carry myself with class, with dignity. I'm spitting polish, ma'am.
I wanted to call and talk to you, like two adults, the subject of the issue, and you're not even calling me.
You're acting just as ghetto as her hairstyle.
Let me say something real ghetto to your okay? You and all the parents can hit rock bottom out of hell. Don't call me no more with no like this. This is ignorant. I'm far beyond this. My child is well-groomed. She is going to go to that school. As a matter of fact, as much money as it costs to go there, y'all should have been meeting on how we can get together and pay the tuition. How about that?
Are you trying to sit here and tell me that you got a problem taking her braids down and wearing her hair straight so she can look a lot more classy than what she looks right now? It's a pathetic look that she's having right now.
You know what? What's your hair look like? Take a picture of yourself and send it to me. Text it to me. Since you get folks' phone numbers and give it to you, take a picture of yourself and text it to me. I bet you look like who would have thought it. My daughter's braids are going to stay up for the rest of the year. As a matter of fact, we ain't going to rebraid it. It's going to stay that way so it can be matted and represent. That's what we're going to do.
Francis, listen, I don't want to argue. I just wanted to call and see if we could actually, you know, come to a medium on this. Do you think that there's a possibility that, I mean, when I'm picking up DJ tomorrow after school, would it be all right if I picked up little Kaylin and brought her home and let my wife do her hair?
Please, I wish the you would.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pick my daughter up and see what the hell I do. I'm going to call my husband and tell him to come over your house and whoop your after he braids your ass. I wish you would pick up my daughter. I'll call the police on. As a matter of fact, you're going to have to call the police on me and my husband. Do it and see what happens.
Ma'am, I'm just trying to get some class here. That's all we're wanting. We're not wanting to fight with you. It's just the blacks here at, we think that we want a little bit more classy look of the way we are groomed. That's the only thing we're looking for.
Only person who's going to be taking the class is, when we get to whoop, you're going to be taking the class. How about that? I can't stand a like you. Y'all get $5 and one penny in your pockets and think you better than everybody else. You forget where you came from. As a matter of fact, what's your name? Because I'm calling the principal on your a day. Give me your name and Mr. Who? What's your name?
That's not really what my name is.
Well, that's what the told me when you first called me. What is your real name?
My real name is Tommy.
Tommy.
No. My last name either.
Well, what the hell is your name? Do you know?
My name is Tommy, nephew Tommy, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband Keith got me to prank phone call you.
I be. Oh my God, Keith, put your to this. You got me ready to click your to PTA, the L school, and everybody else. I tell you what. Keep eat out for the rest of the week for putting this on me.
He told me, he said, man, he said, it don't take but about 2.5 minutes for my wife to go off. He said, it don't take but 2.5. He said, and
oh,
I promise
God.
You all right? Oh, baby, calm down, baby. Let me ask you something. I got one more thing to ask you. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
You know it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, Francis. Come on, Francis.
Okay. I love
hold
her.
Up, man. Hold up, y'all. Wait a minute. Y'all, hold up. This was my favorite visual in that whole thing. Wait a minute. I'm going to tell my husband. Then he going to come over there and whoop your ass and then braid your hair.
Yes.
All I saw was this dude sitting between this big ass black dude's legs crying, getting his hair braided. Boy, I was like, shut your
I like, let my wife come over and pick up your child and braid her hair.
Boy.
And then bring her back. What? You know you got problems.
Blank, please.
Blank.
Yeah, that is not going down.
That's what get me by two. Up in it, blank in it.
Yeah.
You get $5.
$5 and a penny.
Yeah. And y'all better than everybody else.
It'll make me sick.
Oh, well, that's what the blacks, we as the blacks have had a meeting about this, and we just want to straighten out this hair. That's all. the black. Ain't but 10 blacks.
Where you get my number from? You got my number to call me with this, but you ain't have my number to call me for the meeting.
Francis was the truth, boy. I love
it. Yes, sir. Keep it stupid, baby. Stupid coming to West Palm Beach next Friday and Saturday. Tickets on sale right now. That's September 24th and 25th. The nephew coming to town, back on the road, back on the microphone, back on stage. Come on, y'all. What? Yes, we are back slanging these jokes. We are, and we ain't leaving ever again. God be willing. We're going to slang them till we can't slang them no more. And I'm slanging them next Friday and Saturday, West Palm Beach Improv. Get the tickets. They on sale.
Right now. All right, nephew. Right now. All right. Take some grits with you. Don't forget.
Will do. Definitely.
All right, coming up next, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject is Vengeance is Mine.
Sayeth the Lord.
Okay. But the Lord Sayeth. Didn't write this letter, though. I'll tell you that. Vengeance is Mine is the subject. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.